Alrighty, and we are back. And yet again, I'm not alone. On the line with me, we have the famous Martin Pepperell. Martin, how you going?
Mate. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm very, very well. Can I use famous? Is that okay?
Look, you know, we're in New Zealand, so, I mean, it's probably a little bit embarrassing for all of us, but... Hey, you said it, so.
Oh, look, I guess it doesn't take much in this country.
Look, you know, Lemon and Pyra, you know, world famous in New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly.
First time on RDU in a while.
Well, welcome back. You used to call this segment Peppy's Picks, and that's pretty self-explanatory, I think. You pick a song, we have a yarn about it, we play it. And that's pretty much how it goes. So would you like to give a wee intro to, quite a long song you've got for us today, 6 minutes. Why don't you talk a bit about it?
Yeah, cool. Okay. So, the song Where You Are is from an album called Where You Are by a 22-year-old South African music producer and DJ Tenno Africa, who he spent the bulk of his life growing up and living between a bunch of different townships on the outskirts of Johannesburg and Pretoria. The style of music he makes is amapiano, which is Zulu for pianos. It's a style of dance music which has achieved a huge degree of popularity in South Africa over the last decade and started to become quite popular in different parts of Europe, America, the UK, Australia, even pockets down here by way of the South African diaspora in recent years. So for those who aren't super familiar, South Africa has a really rich musical history in the 20th century, where very quickly as different styles of music arrived from America via the recording industry, the local musicians would find ways to reinterpret them or interlace them into more traditional or folkloric music, which led to movements like the township jazz movement, which was a huge thing. Late 20th century, obviously with the arrival of hip-hop, dance music, but in more recent decades, different forms of house music have been more of the dominant foundation for the popular music in the country. And probably about once every 5 to 10 years, there's a new major regional form which emerges. One of the predecessors to this was a style called Bacardi. Quite often they'll hybridize between hip-hop and house music. Rapping over the top, that's a long thing. So these kids who are doing amapiano, who are mostly in their 20s, have really got a wealth of history and music to draw from and sample different ideas. A lot of them come from musical families, so like maybe they have some experience in playing instruments. Just creates this really rich thing. And Tenno Africa's part of a new generation of amapiano artists who have been going and DJing and performing overseas outside of South Africa, releasing a bit more of a stripped down minimalist sound that's been finding favour in parts of Asia and Europe. Really just someone who has formed a career in the midst of a global pandemic, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that's a tough ask.
Especially coming from where he's coming from. So this is the song's from the second album. The first album came out in October 2020, Amapiano Selections. So he's just been powering through. And if you like the song, there's a bunch of other songs on the album you'd probably like. And if you like them, you probably wouldn't mind going and checking out the earlier album. And if you're into this, there's a few great compilations. There's one NTS put down a couple of years ago called Amapiano Now, which is sort of a survey of some of the key figures in the sound. bunch of great writing you can read out there, articles, places like Resident Advisor, documentaries on YouTube. It's just fun stuff, man.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head when you said he has so much musical influence to draw on. Because I think when you're listening to the song, there is a heck of a lot of layers to it. And so many different kind of musical influences you can hear in it. So I reckon we'll give it a play now and, yeah, enjoy, everyone. This is Where You Are by Tino Africa.
Yo, you there? We'll be right back.
And that was Tino Africa. Great song. Love that. Now, so this is his second album, and he's come quite into it real famous, basically. Am I right?
Underground famous.
Underground famous.
Underground famous. Like, put it this way. Like, the career trajectory and the success is the sort of thing that, you know, if any of the fellas or ladies who play down at Flux had this sort of thing happen, you know, they'd be pretty happy. But we're not talking about big festival EDM success.
You know,
this is the upper end of underground dance music.
Yeah, right. Do you reckon it's onwards and upwards for him here?
I think it's onwards and upwards for the style.
Yeah.
Because the style of backbeat, the instrumentation, that music is already being adopted by some commercial R&B and pop artists in parts of America and Europe and the UK. I believe from memory Justin Bieber had a go at doing a few songs in the style. I think Ed Sheeran might have taken a little shot at it here and there. He likes to do that sometimes. I think things will go further for Tino, but I just think for the style of music in general, Armor Piano is looking like it's going to be a big part of the next big pop R&B dance sound, because the whole thing's just smooth and nice. Just nice, you know?
Yeah, it is like, it's quite almost a relaxing song, I guess.
Yeah, look, just the whole thing, it's just, you know, it's just very good for dancing, but it's calming on the nerves, which is kind of what we all need at the moment.
Yeah, no, I think that's really appropriate, to be honest.
Yeah.
So how did you come across Tino Africa?
So I've got some friends who pay a lot closer attention to this sort of stuff than I do, because they DJ it in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
And one of them came across him and a set of producers probably 2019, maybe, early like 2020, and signed a few of them up to do projects with his record label, and it was away from there.
So, I'm definitely not a DJing expert by any means, but do they find him like a really pliable sound to work with?
Yeah, people people hybridize it. Like, you know, people who say what you might describe as like a house music DJ could take some of this and put it into their set. You know, like some people who are maybe more doing a sort of a hip-hop and an R&B thing, but have embraced a bit more African music, like Afrobeats or Kwaito or Kuduro, could probably fit some of this in a bit later in the night in their set. But then if you are one of these people who does a sort of lounge bar chill-out thing, you know, you see that sort of periodically around the place, this sort of stuff would fit in with it quite well. I think it's interesting when you've got those soft, relaxing synthesizers and melodies, but then at the same time you've got the dance floor drums. There's a pocket you hit where the music works in quite a wide range of contexts.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, I find it fascinating, to be honest. There's like so many different elements to it. Thank you so much for your first pick back on RDU.
Nice.
Great choice.
Awesome.
Right, well, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll see you again next Thursday.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Looking forward to it. I'm sure the listeners are too.
Okay. Look after yourselves.
Yeah, you too.